Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Soul Surgery Podcast. I am your host, Nikki Clinch. Today, I am sharing with you a really important and heartfelt episode where I speak about aligning with our purpose, realizing and creating visions, embodying visions. Really, this episode is about how to live and lead from the heart, not the mind. So I hope that you find it useful. I hope that you hear what you need. If there are any big moments in the episode that you have any shifts or aha moments or moments of healing or insights, please do share them with me because I love to hear about your healing. And if you love this episode and you are loving Soul Surgery, then please do subscribe to our channel and review. Leave us a review because reviews really matter and they help spread this word far and wide to as many people as they can. And if you love this episode and you know someone who needs to hear it, share it with them too. So that's enough from me. I'm not going to waffle on anymore. Let's head straight to alignment with your purpose. Hello, everyone, and thank you for coming to listen to today's episode. So this is an episode that has been requested by so many of you, and it's all on how do we align with our purpose? How do we come into alignment with our vision, with our dreams? How do we realize vision and dreams? But really, what this is about is how do we live led by the heart and not the mind? So I'm going to start with just that bit. And then I'm going to share about my own journey on how I aligned with my purpose and some guidance and teachings for you on how to vision in a much, much bigger realm. How do we grow out of who we think we are into who we were born to be? So let's begin with the heart and the mind. First things first, everything in the mind is memory. I'm going to say that again. Everything in the mind is memory. And so what is memory? Memory is based in the past. Memory can only be memory if it is from the past. It's already happened. And so everything in our minds is absorbed information, experiences, conditioning, steeped and based in the past, which means it's already happened. It's already known, it's already done, it's already been done. Why am I starting off with this? Because everything in the mind is based in the past and based in memory, and therefore it is already known, we cannot dream and vision from the mind. The whole nature of visioning and dreaming is about expanding. It's about growing. It's about something that doesn't exist yet that we want to bring into reality. And that can only happen not in the mind. Everything in the mind is already known. That's why we find it so safe there. That's why we cling on to the mind for dear life, because we already know how things go. And when we know, we think we're safe. What we know
keeps us safe, apparently.
And so dreaming and visioning cannot happen in the mind. Dreaming and visioning can only happen in the heart. In the heart, there is no story. In the heart, there is no memory. In the heart, there is no conditioning. In the heart, there is only spaciousness, stillness. In Chinese medicine, the heart is known as the house of Shen, the house of all answers. It has also been known the heart is the seat of consciousness, the seat of truth. There is no language in the heart. There is no conditioning in the heart. There is only truth. And so dreaming and visioning can only exist in the heart. The heart is not concerned with understanding and making meaning of things. That's what the mind wants to do. The heart is only interested in flying and soaring. And so when we dream and vision from the heart, we fly and we soar, but there is no understanding. There is only flying. Why am I saying this? I have a purpose for this. I'm saying this because so many people think that they are dreaming from the mind. But a majority of people that I've worked with, when you are apparently dreaming from the mind, you get to understand what you're doing. There is a knowingness about what's happening. There is a plan. There's a picture of how things are going to go. But if you are already knowing how things are going to go and you are already have this picture and you've already got this set plan and that's the way it is, that's not dreaming. That's planning. That's organizing. And that's useful too. I'm not saying that's not useful, but don't get it mixed up with dreaming. That's not visioning and dreaming. That's planning and organizing. And planning and organizing is another form of control. Useful sometimes. But don't get that mixed up with flying and soaring and expanding. And so why is this relevant? It's relevant because the absolute biggest block to visioning and dreaming, to allowing ourselves to dream and vision, the absolute biggest block that I see over and over again is people saying, but I don't know how to do that. I don't know who I'll be if I did that. And that's terrifying. And you see, most people will use that as the reason not to dream, not to follow this vision, because you don't know. And I want you to know that it's because you don't know that that's the gift. If you already knew how to do it, it wouldn't be a vision. It would just be another plan. The whole nature of vision is that, do you dare to allow your heart to dream big enough of something that does not yet exist? Do you dare to allow your heart to dream big enough of a version of you that does not yet exist? And in doing so and committing to that dream and vision, are you willing to step out of what you know to be committed to growing into who you need to be in your vision? And every step of the way from where you are and what you know to who you're visioning, every step in between is going to be new. You're not going to know how to do it. And that can't be the reason why you don't do it. In fact, that's evidence that you're stepping into new ground. That's the gift. That's the magic. And so not knowing is a sign. It's a sign that you are willing to step out of the box of the story that has defined you, that you have identified with. And you are ready to smash down the walls of that box and leap into the great unknown in your commitment to a dream. You can have anything you want, as long as you are willing to let go of the picture of what it looks like. I'm going to say that again, and I'm going to say it a few times in this episode. You can have anything you want, as long as you're willing to let go of the picture of what it looks like. Pictures are static images in the mind. And anything in the mind is already created from memory. So if you have a picture of something, it's almost 100% guaranteed that that picture is visualized and created from information that you already know. And so it's likely that your picture is limiting you. You can have anything you want as long as you're willing to let go of the picture of what it looks like. The heart is not interested in pictures. The heart is interested in feeling. How does it feel being you in your vision? There's no picture, but there's a feeling. There's an experience of it. When I started the journey in creating the vision that I live today, what I declared as my vision did not exist. I was studying to be a counselor. I was studying in microbiotics and Chinese medicine. I was training in transformational work. And I stood up and I declared, my vision is being a space for transformation, authenticity, and love. And I want to do it across all borders, across all the world. And I want to do it in a way where I can be an available, conscious, loving mother and have a family. Now, when I stood up and I declared that, I was, I think, 31. I was only in the second year. No, I was in my final year of my training. I wasn't a mother. I was still working in advertising. When I declared what I declared, it didn't exist yet. Nothing in it existed. And so there was nothing in me that knew how to do it. I didn't know how to be a mum. I didn't know how to be a facilitator of transformation. I didn't know how to be a counselor. But what I did know was I had a calling in my heart. And it started off as a whisper and then it got louder. My journey from the day I declared that to who I am today has consisted of a million, billion little steps, step by step, one step at a time, and my commitment to continuing taking the next step. I think the biggest hurdle that so many find is you declare the vision and then you jump to the how so quickly. But if you jump to the how too quick, you've killed the vision. I declare I want to be a space for transformation in the world. But how do I do that? How? I work in this and I da 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 da, boom. Dream dead. You are not going to know. So for me, I'm going to talk you through some of the steps I took, and never once did I know how it was going to turn out. It was all a risk. When I completed my finals and I graduated as a counselor and a macrobiotic health and life coach, and I was training in maturation, I left advertising. And I remember handing my notice in and everybody literally laughing at me because they didn't know what a macrobiotic counselor was and they didn't know what transformation was. And literally, I remember my boss sent an email around across the whole agency wishing me well and then kind of laughing at my expense, going, "Oh, we don't really know what this stuff is, but ha ha, good luck." And I remember leaving that agency and I really didn't know what was going to happen next. All I had was this calling in my heart. That's literally all I had. I remember when I left, I sat on the sofa for the first month and I rested and I did nothing. I literally did nothing. I had saved up enough money to rest and replenish my energy and just recuperate and regroup. And I did nothing else. And in that nothingness, I kept listening to what needed to happen next. And gosh, I had a whole lot of feelings come up during that month, you know, worthlessness. I really learned in that month how much I had been addicted to being needed by work, being needed in these fast-paced industries, how much my worth had been defined on that need. And so it was important for me to feel those feelings and face those fears in that rest full time. And I really didn't know what the next step was. And until I knew, I rested. And then one morning I woke up and I had a vision. And I absolutely saw the first course that I was going to lead. I just saw it literally downloaded to me. And I wrote it all down. It was a 6-week course. I'd never, ever led anything before. And I wrote every single thing down. And I was so excited. And I got the name. And my husband made me some flyers. And I didn't have a space to teach it at yet. But I just knew that I was going to do it. And so I started putting flyers up all over Hackney. And Hackney is in East London, by the way, for those of you who aren't in England. I started putting flyers up and I didn't even have a space yet to teach it, but I set a date and I just kept following my heart. And then people started signing up and it was not for very much money. And I still didn't even have a space, but I just trusted. I was willing to not know and to keep trusting. And the next person signed up and the next person signed up. I didn't even have a website. I didn't even have an Instagram page. I think I opened up a Facebook events page. And before I knew it, I had 9 people signed up. And just like that, I walked around the corner as I was going for a walk with my daughter. I had just had her. And there, right in front of me, was a sign saying new space opened. And I went downstairs and it was perfect. And just like that, I launched my first program. And I showed up and I didn't know how I was going to do it because I'd never done it before. But I showed up and I just kept listening and I allowed myself to make mistakes. and I allowed myself to learn in the present. And then I led that course 5 times a year for 5 years. It was only in the second year that I even opened up an Instagram page and a website. And as I was teaching that course, people would come. And as I was leading it, I learned how to facilitate deep work. And interesting people would come that would want to connect me with other people. And then one student hired me to come and work with her on a big project she was doing. And then another student introduced me to a book publisher. And it was just so organic. And I didn't know how it was going to go. I just kept listening and committing to my vision to be a space for transformation, authenticity, and love. I remember distinctly, you know, opening up new workshops. I remember I opened up a class and only 2 people came and I wanted to cancel. And my husband said, no, those are 2 people. You show up. So I showed up and I taught that class. And one of the people ended up being a massive event organizer for a big organization and hired me to speak for the first time for my first public talk. How strange is that? And then I remember opening up workshops where no one came. And that was painful. And I remember almost getting signed for my first book deal and then getting rejected just at the last minute. And that was painful. And when I look back, every single step of the way, every failure, they weren't failures. Every painful moment, every disappointment, every risk, I never knew what was going to happen next, but they were all fundamental parts of the process. And I got to tell you, that's how it's gone. The whole way. I remember 5 years into teaching that course and everybody who was coming, they were going so deep. They just needed deep work. And I remember turning to my assistant and saying, this is the last time I'm going to teach this course now. And she said, why? And I said, because I can hear life is sending people to me that want to go deeper, that need to go deeper. And I'm listening to life. I'm listening to what life wants from me. And so I closed that course and I built Homecoming. And then we went much, much deeper. And I remember signing up to my first business coach. And I didn't have the money. I only had the first installment. But I trusted and I knew I was ready to expand and grow. And within 6 weeks, I made up the first 3 months of payments. You know, within 6 more months, I was sold out with my one-to-one coaching. Every single step of the way, I can promise you, I never knew how to do it. When I opened up Being in Heart, I launched that event because I had been through the loss of my baby and so much grief had moved through me and my heart had broken apart and open. And I came out the other side and I was like, I want to lead work of the heart. And I didn't know whether anyone would come, but I set it up and we talked about it and we did some design and 50 people came. And then more people came and more people came. And it was just like I just kept doing the next step. And here I am sitting with you on this mic. As I record this, it's my last day in this house and we're moving to New Zealand into a new life. Who am I in this new life? How do I do it? I don't know. But I can hear the calling in my heart. You see, people say to me, how do you align with your purpose? And my answer is always the same. If you're willing to listen and trust your heart enough, which is the only space within you that is beyond the story, beyond the conditioning. It's behind the conditioning. If you are willing to listen and trust your heart enough and commit to listening and honoring it, you don't need to find your purpose. Your purpose will find you. Alignment is not something you need to find. It's something that you need to allow. And every step that you are willing to risk to take to follow your heart and show up in commitment, you come more and more into alignment, into who you were born to be, not who your mind has conditioned you to be. So as I finish this episode, get out your journals, get a pen, write down right now, what are the whispers in your heart that you have not dared to listen to yet? When you write them down, they should be bigger than who you are now. They shouldn't exist yet. They should make your stomach flip. It should make you terrified. Why? Because fear is an experience that moves through us when we are standing on the edge of what we know. And that is the place where expansion begins. Don't know, listen. Don't know, choose to trust. Don't know, fly, leap, soar. Take the risk to honor your heart, and you will continue to grow in alignment. And let it lead you. Let it lead you. When Kennedy stood up and spoke in front of his nation, "We will put a man on the moon," nobody at NASA knew how the hell to do that. No one knew. It seemed it was the most remarkable impossibility. And so how did they make it happen? They were willing to not know and dive in anyway. When Steve Jobs said he was going to put 10,000 songs in your back pocket, how the hell did he know how to do that? Nobody knew how to do that. But they were willing to dive in, commit to the vision and play and find and create and make mistakes and do it anyway. Write your visions down. Allow yourself to not know, but commit and do it anyway. So I hope you find this useful. Thank you for listening. Please share with me any insights or aha moments for you. And take care.